I'm Elena C., welcoming you to another season of exclusive musician interviews as we go backstage with the New World Symphony. There are more than 80 musicians or fellows in the New World Symphony this season, all working to prepare themselves for leadership roles in orchestras and ensembles all around the world.
I went down there, I was 24 years old, and I was on trial as the principal bassoon of the orchestra. I showed up and I was 5 years younger than anybody else in the orchestra, and I didn't get the job. And unfortunately, didn't get a lot of feedback, but one of the things that they did say to me was that they just didn't feel like I was experienced enough.
That's second-year bassoon fellow Tom Schneider, and he's talking about something he did right before he started with the New World Symphony. Tom had the chance to audition for the position of principal bassoon with the National Orchestra of New Zealand, the world-famous New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. He didn't get the job, but now, he says, he understands why, and he's actually kind of glad about it.
And at the time, it was very frustrating to hear. Looking back now, though, I think, well, that was the first time I'd ever played principal bassoon in a professional orchestra before. So if I sounded like I wasn't experienced, it was because I wasn't experienced. The thing about New World is that you get to rotate through all the different positions in the section and play all the different roles that you have to play when you join a professional orchestra one day. So I've gotten to play, like last weekend I played principal bassoon on Tchaikovsky 5, which is a really great experience for me. That's a really important bassoon part.
Tom says he feels especially fortunate to have been with the New World Symphony last season as they said goodbye to one home and hello to another. This is the group's first full season in their new venue, the New World Center.
The hall, from an orchestra perspective, supports an amazingly soft sound. We can play so much softer than we ever could before. And that's really great for us because it's a challenge to us to broaden our dynamic range and to bring that soft into our repertoire. It's also great from an orchestra perspective because it's easy to hear across the stage. I really think that this new hall is helping the orchestra become a better orchestra.
It's not just the amazing acoustics and the amazing technology that make the New World Center so special. According to Tom, the center offers something else and something equally, if not more important, than those technological advances.
It fosters this idea that I really like, that the audience is an active part of the music making that's going on, that we all kind of come into the same place and we have different responsibilities to making the music happen as performers and audience, but that we're all sort of in this experience together. And I think that the New World Center really the performance hall in the New World Center really brings that out.
Besides bringing performers and audience members closer together, Tom says the greatest thing the New World Center is doing is increasing the New World Symphony's profile in the community.
I think that that's something that's really important for orchestras to do. I think that orchestras need to, be asked the question, why the New World Symphony in Miami Beach? Why is that an important part of Miami Beach? And I think that orchestras need to reach out to the community and prove to the community that they're a valuable asset to the community.
For Tom, there's another way to connect an audience member with music. Just play anything by Johannes Brahms.
Brahms is my favorite composer because I think that he, his music has an emotional depth that really has the capacity to touch people, touch audiences, touch performers. Unfortunately, as a bassoonist, I only get to play the symphonies, but I also really love his chamber music. I love his violin sonatas. I love his cello sonatas. And these are things that I regularly listen to while I'm making reeds to inspire myself to keep going back and trying to find new ways so that I can become a greater artist.
I'm Elena C., and that was second-year bassoon fellow Tom Schneider. We'll hear more from him next week as we go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.